Rainey, my daughter doesn't have a face anymore. Her vehicle hit a telephone pole going 35 miles per hour without her seatbelt on. Do you really want to hear how the force of impact pushes a body not just forward, but up in the air? That steering wheel columns are designed to collapse so they won't crush a person's chest or internal organs, but that they also can't halt all the G-forces once they've been unleashed. How the body keeps going forward, keeps going up. How the person's skull now slams into the metal frame of the windshield, which isn't designed to collapse, which isn't designed to give way. And then comes the nose and face, slamming into the windshield, shattering all those bones, while the skull is driven deeper into the person's brain. My daughter doesn't have a head anymore. She has a pulpy mass carefully held in place by staples and thread and miles of fluffy white gauze. The only reason she was even put on life support was that her doctors were waiting for permission to harvest her organs. But now she's there, a grotesque doll animated purely by machines. And my ex-wife, Bethy, keeps mistaking that for life, so she won't let go. And I don't think it's right. I don't think there's any dignity in that. And I don't think my younger daughter, Kimberly, should have to sit at her sister's side and listen to her mother and me fight over when to pull the plug. My feelings on the subject are clear. Now it's up to Bethy to figure out when she can let go. So you arrived, you gave your expert advice, and you left. Quincy blinked several times. You know, you could at least pretend not to see through me, he said at last, particularly when you're sober at the time. He took another swallow of beer, looking as if he needed it now. His bottle was nearly empty. The waitress stopped by to ask him if he wanted a second. He hesitated, his gaze clearly thirsty, but then shook his head. Surprised you didn't go to whiskey, Rainey commented. I did, for a week. Then I had to give it up due to irony. Amanda was killed by a drunk driver. Ah. I tried eating. Potato chips, candy bars, gummy bears, anything that came out of a hospital vending machine. But I kept forgetting to chew, and that made things difficult. I resumed jogging. That seems to do the trick. You? 12 miles, 4 days a week. Bet I could run you into the ground. I'm nearly 15 years older than you, Rainey. I bet you could run me into the ground. Quincy, you're not that old. The space between them sparked again. He looked away first.